started.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, love, and mercies. Thank you for your blessings that we have received. Thank you for your interventions in our situations. Thank you for destroying the works of darkness that were fashioned against us. Thank you, Lord, for keeping us in good health. Thank you for fighting our battles. Thank you, faithful Lord. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your will that is coming to pass in our lives. Thank you for your promises that are coming to pass in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for the doors you have opened for us. Thank you for helping us to rise above limitations. Thank you for the wisdom you have given to us to make right decisions and choices. Thank you, Jesus. We also thank you for the answers we have received to our prayers. Even the prayers we have been praying on this platform. Thank you, Jesus. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your peace and joy that fills our hearts always. Thank you for your presence and power that is working great things in our lives. Thank you, Father. We thank you for the hope we have, even the hope of glory. Your word said, Christ in us, the hope of glory. Thank you, Lord, for the hope we have. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are here this morning to worship you, to spend time with you in your presence, and to pray. O Lord, hear us from your throne, in Jesus' name. Fellowship with us, even as you said in your word, that wherever two or three are gathered together in your name, that you'll be right there in their midst. Oh Lord, we are here in your name. Manifest your presence among us. Manifest your power among us. Teach us deep things about you and your kingdom. And not only that, whenever we pray, hear our prayers this morning. In Jesus' name, have your way in our midst. Lead us by your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, for we know you're going to do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. And I welcome you to the Lord's presence. Before we pray, we're going to look at the scriptures. And I want you to open your Bibles to the book of Psalms, 8. I'll read from verse 1. Psalm 8. I'm going to read from verse 1. Psalm 8. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained. Verse 4, what is man? Psalm 8, verse 4. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beast of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Praise the Lord. I have just read for you all the verses in Psalm 8. Psalm chapter 8. We're going to look at some few things in this psalm before we pray. And hopefully we will connect other scripture verses to this one as the teaching goes. Now, if you look at verse 1 and verse 2 of this psalm, verse 1 says, O Lord, our Lord, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. who has set thy glory above the heavens. Yeah, so this psalm started with proclaiming the lordship and dominion of the Lord. So it started with announcing the lordship of our Lord and the dominion of our Lord, the majesty of our Lord, the authority of our Lord. Yeah, and it says that his name is excellent in all the earth. And not only that, this verse 1 says, he has set his glory above the heavens. So Jesus has set his glory above the heavens. The Bible told us that he's highly exalted, far above principalities and powers. Yeah. Number one, his name is excellent in all the earth. And number two, his glory is above the heavens. Yeah, some people believe that we have a lot of heavens. Yeah, though in the New Testament, we were told that we have just three heavens. The first heaven, the second heaven, and the third heaven. And Paul the Apostle said he was taken into the third heaven through a divine encounter. Yeah, so he calls the abode of God and his angels the third heaven. He refers to the third heaven as the place where God is right now, where God's kingdom is right now, and where his angels are, and where all the saints that have died are. Yeah, but if you look at the whole Testament, you will see that there are accounts that we have a lot of heavens. Yeah, so whether we have, yeah, there are verses that connote a lot of heavens in the Old Testament. But whether we have multitudes of heavens, or we have just three heavens, the Word of God says the Lord has exalted himself above the heavens, all the heavens. Yeah, that is what the Lord have revealed in the Bible, especially in this book of Psalm chapter 8 that we are reading right now. So it says he has set his glory above the heavens. So whether it's the first heaven, second heaven, third heaven, he has set his glory above the heavens, or whether there are hundreds of heavens, the Bible says he has set his glory above the heavens. Hallelujah. So which means God is even above the place is residing. You know, we know he's residing in heaven. This psalm also shows that he's above even that heaven. Yeah, he's not limited to just heaven. He's above the heavens. Yeah, including the heaven where he's staying. So you can't limit him to that place alone. He is even far above that place. Yeah, far above. Far above. Whatever height you can name, God is higher than them all. Whatever is called the highest of all, God is higher than that thing that is called the highest. So he is higher than the highest. Yeah, he is above whatever seems to be above. Yeah, and that is the greatness of him. That is who he is. Yeah, so let us continue further. So as I said earlier, the writer of this psalm started by introducing or announcing or proclaiming the lordship and dominion of our Lord. And then the writer went further to also proclaim or to also talk about what God has done for us, human beings. What he has done in us, human beings. And the dominion he has also given to us. He has shared that dominion with us. He has shared his power with us, his strength with us. Yeah, so he has given us a share of what is in him, what he is, what he has. Yeah, so that we also can operate in strength and power and authority and dominion. Now, if you look at that verse 2, Psalm 8, verse 2, it says, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies. Out of the mouth of babes. So those babes here is referring to human beings. Yeah. It's not just referring to a newborn baby. It's referring to us, human beings. That is, the word babes and sucklings here is referring to how small we are compared to those in heaven. Yeah, how little we are, how small we are, how weak we are, how fragile we are compared to the beings that are in heaven, like God and his angels, all the beings, all the creatures in glory. This verse is describing human beings as very low in glory, if I can put it that way. Very low in glory or low in rank compared to those that are above in heaven.
Yeah.
But it says, out of the mouth of babes and suckling as thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. So God, because of his enemies, decided to empower you and I. He decided to share his power and glory with us. Hallelujah. Now, let me read for you in Luke. Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10. You're going to see an example of the sharing of this power. Luke, the book of Luke, chapter 10. Yeah, I'm going to first of all read verse 9 says, Luke chapter 10, verse 9, and heal the sick that are bearing, and say unto them, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. So when Jesus sent out the 72, he sent out 72 disciples to go and preach. He gave them the power to perform miracles. Yeah. He gave them the power to heal and to deliver. Now, if you read verse 17 of this same Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10, verse 17. And the 70 returned, that is, these 72, yeah, they returned. Yeah. Verse 17 says, Luke chapter 10, verse 17 says, and the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. They returned and then they said, even the devils. Yeah, don't forget that he told them in verse 9 that they should heal the sick. So which means he gave them the power to heal the sick. So they did not only heal the sick. Here in verse 17, they came back with the testimony after they had done the work Jesus sent them to do. They came back with the testimony that even the devils are subject unto them through his name. Hallelujah. Yeah, so you can see that Jesus, from the time he walked the surface of the earth and began to share this power with us, with human beings. He has begun to share his authority with us. Yeah, because of his enemies, praise the Lord, not just because of us. Yeah, but because of his enemies. Yeah, because his enemies have done great havoc, both in our own, in our lives, and in the earth. You know God's enemies. God's enemies includes everything that is evil and dark. Everything we can call darkness, that is God's enemy. So the Bible says he has ordained strength in you and I because of his enemies. So even sin is God's enemy, and your flesh, the Adamic nature, the sinful nature, the human nature that everyone came with into this world is also his enemy. And not only that, Satan and his agents, they are his enemies. Demons, principalities, powers, all the realms of darkness, all the kingdoms of darkness, they are God's enemies. And not only that, sicknesses and diseases, they are God's enemies, because they don't allow his purpose or his purposes to be done on earth. Yeah. So you can see that everything you can call your enemy is also God's enemies. Now, and God ordains strength in you and I because of his enemies. So from this place, that is, from that point where Jesus began to send his disciples out to go and preach the gospel, he started receiving his power and authority and strength and dominion with human beings. Now, if you look at verse 18 and 19 of this same Luke chapter 10, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Yeah. This was Jesus' testimony. You know, they came and they said, their own testimony was, oh, oh, Lord Jesus, something happened. Mighty things happened when we went out to preach. In fact, the demons, they were trembling before us. Anytime we use your name to command them, they would tremble, and they would run, and they would come out, and they were so excited. But here is the testimony of Jesus himself. So they have given their own testimony, and then Jesus gave his own testimony. Jesus said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Now this shows that Satan operates from heaven, though not the heaven where God is, but from another heaven, which I usually call the second heaven. Yeah. Satan operates from there. So Jesus was telling them his own testimony that Satan has fallen from heaven. And that is why those demons were trembling. Yeah, when you guys were casting them out. Yeah, so Jesus was trying to show them why the demons obeyed them. Because of his name. Why? Because he has brought Satan down from his place of dominion and oppression. Now, I don't know if you are getting it. So the presence of Jesus in the land of Israel at that time was very powerful, that Satan couldn't continue to operate in that territory. I don't know if you are getting my point. The presence of Jesus in Israel at that time brought down Satan from his place of dominion and control. So the operation of Satan was suspended. Was terminated. So the dominion and control was taken from him. And that was why anyone that uses the name of Jesus, they would see demons crying. Yeah, because the name of Jesus has conquered Satan and his realms. Yeah, because in those days, even unbelievers would use the name of Jesus and miracles would happen. I don't know if you are getting my point. There were some people who were not Jesus' disciples, and even they would use the name of Jesus. And it would work. At a point, one of the disciples told Jesus that let us stop these people. They are not part of us. They are not following you. They are not your disciples. And they are using your name to cast out devils. Yeah, so they were telling Jesus to stop those people, or that they should stop them. But Jesus said, don't stop them, because they are not against us. Yeah, they are for us, not against us. Though they might not be following me, but if they are using my name, it means they are not my enemies. If they are using my name to work miracles, it means they are working for me and they are not working against me. Yeah, so you can see that Jesus had a very strong dominion, and he shared that dominion with his disciples. Now, if we read verse 19, verse 19 of the same Luke chapter 10, it says, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and tread, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing fell by any means hurt or you. Yeah. So Jesus said, behold, I give unto you power. Behold, I give unto you power. So even now, Jesus is saying the same thing. Even now, Jesus is saying the same thing. He's saying that I have given unto you power. Do you believe that? Even right now, Jesus is saying the same thing. He's saying, I have given unto you my son, unto you my daughter, power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now, how do I know that Jesus is saying the same thing to you at this time? Yeah, because you might think, oh, he was saying this thing to those 72. Yeah, maybe he wasn't saying it to me. Yeah, you might feel like perhaps he was just saying it to those 72 people he sent out to preach. You might be thinking, maybe he's not saying the same word to me right now. Yeah, now let us read another place. Let us read John, the book of John, chapter 14. John chapter 14, verse 12. John chapter 14, verse 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Can you see that? He said, he that believeth on me. So it didn't say only these 72 people that I have sent out to preach will be able to do the works that I do, or will be able to do greater works than the ones I did. He said, he that believeth on me. Yeah, so it doesn't matter whether you became a Christian it doesn't matter when you became a Christian. Yeah. All that matters is that do you now believe on him? Yeah. So it doesn't matter if whether you were part of those 72 or you were not. Yeah, or you were part of the 12 disciples or not. All that matters is that do you now, at this time, in this very moment, in this very day, in this very hour, believe on him. Yeah, because if you do, Jesus himself said, whosoever that believe on him, he said, he that believeth on me will reproduce the works that I do. And we even do much more of those works. Much more. Much more. So do you really believe this? Do you believe on him? And do you believe that what he said in this verse is true? If you do, congratulations. Why? Because even demons shall be subject to you also, as they were subject to those 72 in Luke chapter 10. Praise the Lord. So I was saying that if you believe just the way the demons obeyed those 72 believers in Luke chapter 10, even now the demons will obey you when you use the name of Jesus against them. In fact, they will tremble at your voice and they will run. Yeah. Because they know how powerful his name is. Now don't forget he said, because I go to the Father. And we know where Jesus is right now. The Bible revealed that. There's no time I would have also read that place to you. Yeah, we know where Jesus is now. The Bible says he's sitting in heaven at the right hand of God. Yeah. And he seated far above principalities and powers. Yeah. Just as God is the highest or the most high, Jesus is also the highest and the most high. So he's sitting just at the right hand of God in heaven. Yeah. So Jesus has conquered all the forces of darkness. So Jesus is sitting upon all of them. He's dominating them. Yeah. All of them, they are under his feet. You know, just the way you would sit. And you will put your feet on the surface of the ground. So all these forces of darkness, all the powers of darkness, all of God's enemies, they are under the feet of Jesus, under the dominion of Jesus. So that is why when we call his name, things happen. Yeah, so the name does not just the name don't just produce miracles. There's a reason why it does that. There's a force behind that name. Yeah. There's a force behind his name, behind the name of Jesus. There's a power. There's an irresistible force. Irresistible energy. Irresistible power. Irresistible authority that follows that name. And that is why sickness cannot resist the authority of that name. Pain cannot resist the authority of that name. Satan, demons, they can't resist the authority of his name. Why? Because of the power backing it up. So it's not just any name. You can call other names and the demons will be looking at you like this and be laughing. But when you call it, when you call his name, something will happen. Praise the Lord. Do you really believe this? When you call his name, something happens. Now, I know some of you, you want to feel whatever happens. Yeah, but this is not about feeling. Dominion and authority is not about feeling. It's not about what you feel. It's not about what your physical senses can see. Yeah, because some people, they feel like the name of Jesus is not working because they didn't feel any different, any difference. They say, yes, I prayed in the name of Jesus. I shouted that name, but I don't feel any difference. Yeah, I don't feel healed. Yeah. I can't feel any healing in my body. I don't feel any difference. And yet, I just finished using that name. Yeah, I don't feel delivered. And I can't see any miracle happened. It doesn't work like that. Yeah. If some of you have been having those thoughts, I'm here to tell you that it doesn't work by feelings. And neither does it work by the validation of your human senses. Yeah, so your human senses don't need to validate anything. So in fact, you don't need to see anything. Yeah. Because dominion and authority is above your feelings. Yeah, dominion and authority is above your feelings and your human senses. I'm talking about divine dominion and divine authority. So which means whether you feel it or not, something has happened. I don't know if you are getting my point. Even if what I'm saying now is the only thing you're able to get from my message, from my preaching or teaching this morning, I think is enough. Yeah. Dominion and authority does not work by feelings. It works automatic. Yeah, it's automatic. Yeah, it works like computer. The way you press something on your phone and the thing appears immediately. That is how divine dominion and authority work. Is automatic. Okay. I pray that God will help your faith, because I can see that the faith of many Christians has been destroyed in these last days. Yeah. So don't allow your feelings and your physical senses to deceive you. That is what they do. These, all the feelings and senses in this human body, 90% of what they do is to deceive us and to confuse us. Your emotions, your feelings, 90% of what it does is to deceive you and to confuse you. I'm telling you the truth. I am a living testimony. I know all these things. I know how they work. So what I'm saying here is that divine dominion and authority is automatic in operation. It has nothing to do with feelings or your physical senses. Now, this is where I'm going. Whenever you pray in the name of Jesus, something happens. Whether you feel it or not. Yeah. So which means, if you continue to pray like that, eventually what your physical eyes want to see will happen eventually. The miracle you want to see will happen eventually. Yeah. But because of our home belief, because we would prefer to follow our sense knowledge than to follow the word of God, than to believe the word of God. That is why many times it looks like his name is not working. But his name works wonders. Why? Because of the power and authority backing that name. You're going to see in Philippians 2, verse 9 to 11. Yeah. If you open to that place, you're going to see how, or maybe we should read it. Philippians. Philippians 2, verse 9 to 11. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Now you can see why that name must work. So it's automatic in operation. Yeah, because in fact, whenever I call the name of Jesus, I can sense the power that is there. Yeah. Whenever I call his name, I can always sense the power that is in that name in my spirit. I can always sense the power. So that name is so full of power. So full of power. Yeah. Everything in heaven on earth and under the earth, they bow to that name. Whoever they are and whatever they are, they bow to the dominion of his name. Yeah. And now, this Jesus has decided to me that dominion with you. Now, not only that he has decided, he has already shared it with us. All that he wants us to do is to believe. According to John chapter 12, verse 14, is to believe. Now let us go back to that John chapter 12, verse 14. You will see that it is still all about his name. John. Verse 14 of not 12 verse 14 is 14 verse 12. Yeah, sorry for that. It is John 14 verse 12. Let me read it again. John 14, verse 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Now, I have explained to you what "because I go unto my Father" means. That is because he has entered into the realm of everlasting dominion. He is sitting at the right hand of the Father. And that place has already conquered everything. That place that Jesus is sitting now has conquered everything in heaven, everything on earth, and everything under the earth. So because he's in that realm of dominion and power, now we can use his name to do greater works. We can, through believing on him, do mighty things. Now let me continue in verse 13. Yeah, look at this verse 13 of John chapter 14. John 14. Now verse 13 says, "And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name," you can see that, "whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do." So you can see that it is still about his name. Yeah, what he said in verse 12 is still about his name. So there's no way we can do these greater works without his name. Yeah. There's no way we can do the works that he did. We know he raised the dead. There's no way we can raise the dead without his name. There's no way we can also heal the sick without his name. There's no way we can cast out devils without his name. So, in that verse 13, he said, "And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do." That is, he will come and do it. We are not the one that will do anything. He will be the one doing it. And then he went further to say that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Verse 14, "If ye ask anything in my name, I will do it." Now, this is a repetition that shows emphasis of the truth, that confirms the truth. Yeah, because when the Bible repeat something twice, it shows that that thing is nothing but the truth. Yeah, that is why most times Jesus would say "verily, verily." He would have said "verily, I say unto you." But if you have noticed the words of Jesus, you will see him saying "verily, verily." Yeah, why say it twice? Why not just one "verily"? I do don't know if you're getting my point. Why not just say, verily, I say unto you? Why saying verily, verily? Why saying that word twice? It shows that in the realm of the spirit, when you repeat something, it shows that nothing can be against that thing. Yeah, repetition in the realm of the spirit means eternal confirmation or eternal affirmation. It shows that there is nothing else that is against that thing that have been said, and nothing can go against it. I don't know if you're getting my point. Now, so you can see, he said the same thing in verse 13, and he repeated it again in verse 14. He said, whatsoever you ask, I will do it. He said, verily, verily. So these things are true, whether you believe or not. But if you believe, you will benefit. It will be to your advantage. Yeah, if you believe. But even if you don't, nothing changes these words of Jesus. Nothing changes these words of Jesus. Hallelujah. So let us go back to Psalm 8, where we started from. Before we go into prayer. Yeah. Psalm 8. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Can you see that? What does it mean to be excellent? It means, excellent means 100% score. Yeah. When a teacher tells a student, your performance is excellent, usually the teacher refers to 100% score mark. 100%. So here it says, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. So that name cannot fail. Yeah, even in the Old Testament, it didn't fail. Then why should it fail even now, when we have a better covenant with better promises? Why should his name fail now? Because this psalm was written in the Old Testament dispensation. And even at that time, the name of the Lord did not fail. Why should that name fail now? Say, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Now, let me go to verse 2. It says, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, as thou ordained, because of thine enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. Yeah, the rest of the verses continues to buttress what has been said in this verse 1 and 2. Yeah, if you read the other verses in this Psalm 8, if you read verse 3, verse 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You will see that they are all pointing towards towards the verse 1 and 2. Yeah. So, we were called babes and sucklings to show how weak we are in this human body. But nevertheless, He ordained strength in us. He gave us His divine power. Yeah, because He wants to glorify Himself through us in the earth. Yeah, we were made a little lower than the angels. But yet, He has crowned us with glory. Yeah, why should you suffer shame when God has crowned and honor? In months under the oppression of sickness, when you, Jesus, and embrace that is in Christ Jesus. That talks about we stand together with Christ in the heavenly places. Yeah, I'm going to read that place, then we are going to go into prayer. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. Ephesians 2, verse 6. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Yeah, what this verse is saying is that that moment Jesus rose from the grave, from the dead, and went up into heaven, it's saying that we were in Him when He rose from the dead. In fact, we were in Him from the point He died on the cross. We were in Him. We died also. And then when He rose from the dead, we rose also. And now when He went up into heaven to sit at the right hand of God, we were also inside of Him. So these are the mystery of redemption and salvation. Yeah. So right now, as I'm talking to you, you are in Jesus, up there in the heavenly places, at the right hand of God, in power, in glory. And all that He wants you to do is to believe. Just believe that these things is true. Believe and accept it. That's all He requires from you. Yeah, when He died on the cross, we were in Him. And that was why the Bible says, by His stripes, we were healed. Yeah, because as they were beating Him, He was taking the pains, but He was giving us healing. He was converting those pains to healing for us. Yeah, we were in Him. And then when He died, we died too. That is, we died to sin. Our human nature died. Yeah, our sinful nature died when He died. And not only that, when He rose from the grave, we rose with Him. And now we can live a new life. we rose with him so that we can live a life that is completely different from the human life, from the life of the Adamic nature. And now that he's sitting at the right hand of God in glory, in the heavenly places, far above Satan, sickness, pain, diseases, principalities, powers, demons, serpents, scorpions, witchcraft, forces, covenant of darkness, far above all of those things, we are there, seated in him. So will you believe these things? Why is it so hard for you to believe these things and accept? Because if you really believe them, then you will see wonders in your life. If you are yet to see victory and dominion, it means you don't really believe these things. I'm telling you the truth. Because these things, they naturally produce victories. I mean naturally produce victories and deliverances and healings. So if you are not experiencing freedom, it's because you don't really believe these things. So you need to check your faith, the nature of your faith, to see if you really believe these things that you have heard here today. If you believe that you are now in a realm of dominion over sin, then you will not go about committing sin. Yeah, so committing sin is a sign of unbelief. It means you accept that you are a slave to sin. That is why people commit sin, because they accept that they are slaves to sin. Yeah, they have not come to accept that they are above sin, that they are in a realm that is above sin. That is why they sin. Yeah, they yield to the force that is pulling them to sin. They yield to that force. Yeah, so everything about Christianity is faith. It is what you believe that you will see. It is what you believe that will work for you. Yeah, so I'm asking you again, all these things you have heard me say, since I started to talk today, do you really believe them? And if you don't, think, why are you not believing these things? Maybe something is wrong with you. Maybe you need to fight that thing that don't want you to believe these things in spiritual warfare. I pray that the Lord will help you. So today we have seen how God decided to share his dominion with human beings because of his enemies. Because God is angry with his enemies. So he decided to share his dominion with you, his strength with you, his power with you. And what should you do? You know, having had a teaching like this, you should stand up immediately and use that dominion that has been given to you. Use the name of Jesus. Use the power that has been given to you. Yeah. He said, whatsoever you ask, I will do it. So use the power that has been given to you. look at the devil in the eyes and tell him, get out of here in the name of Jesus. And he will get out. I'm telling you the truth. Not because of you, but because of the name of Jesus. Yeah. Sicknesses will get out. Not because of you, but because of the name that we have been given. If you believe, if unbelievers can use this name, what is our problems? We that call ourselves believers. If unbelievers can use this name and it will work for them, then why is it not working in your life? What is your problem? I think that should be of great concern to us. What is wrong with us? Is not allowing the name of Jesus to walk. Yeah, I think that's the question for you to answer. Maybe you are not in the same page with God. Yeah, if you look at John chapter 15, you will understand why the name of Jesus doesn't walk in the lives of many people. You can go and read John chapter 15. Yeah. Jesus said, abide in me and I in you. Yeah. He said, let my word abide in you. Yeah, so maybe that is why his name is not working. Because you and him are not in agreement. You can't abide in him if both of you are not in agreement. And he cannot abide in you if both of you are not in agreement. If you have a different motive, a different will, a different mindset from his own, then how can both of you work together? Yeah, both of you will not be able to work together. Yeah. And yeah, he said it is when you abide in him and he in you, that is when you'll be able to bear fruit. Yeah, and then he said if you bear fruit, then you will ask anything in his name and it will happen. Go and read all these things I'm saying. Go and read it in John chapter 15. Yeah, so the point is not about whether miracles will happen or not. The point has always been about what is wrong with us that is not allowing the name of the Lord to walk in our lives. So we are going to pray. I want you to talk to the Lord in prayer. You know, these things I've been teaching is what I've been teaching for years now. And the reason is because it is the truth. It is not a lie. Another reason is because it has worked in my whole life. Yeah, and so I can't stop teaching the same thing. Yeah, because it is the truth. I want you to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to believe your truth is the truth. Help me to believe your truth. As it is, open your mouth and begin to talk to him. Ask him to help you. Because he is able to help you. Hey, Father, help me to stop doubting the truth. Help me to stop doubting your truth. Help me to believe your truth. Chickens, I hope you're praying this prayer. Yeah, because if you have tried all your strength to really believe the truth and hold on to it, and it's becoming difficult, don't you think you need him to help you? If you have tried having real and strong faith and yet it's not working, don't you think you need his help? Say, Father, help me to believe your truth as it is, without adding to it or subtracting from it. So some people will say, God is not doing this thing in my life. Well, maybe because of this, maybe because of that, I am not getting healed. Maybe because of this, maybe because of that. There is no maybe of anything. You are trying to add to the truth. The truth says, ask him. And whatever you ask, he will do it. That is what the truth says. The truth doesn't say maybe. Maybe this, maybe that. No. The truth says, ask anything in his name and he will come and do it. That is what the truth says. It didn't say, maybe in some situations, I might ask and then nothing might happen. My own case is different. Maybe this, maybe that, and maybe that is why nothing is happening. There is no maybe anywhere. There is nothing like maybe. The truth is the truth. The truth is the truth. If there's anything wrong, Jesus himself will come and tell you why he's not, he doesn't want to do it in your life. Yeah. I mean, if there's anything that is different about your own case, let Jesus come and tell you about it. Don't just assume maybe something is different about me. Maybe that is why this prayer is not answering. Maybe that is why I'm not getting results. There is no maybe. There is nothing like maybe. Ask God to help your faith. Ask him to help your faith. Ask him to help your faith. Thank you, Lord. Say, Father, help me to believe your truth as it is, without questioning, without doubting, without adding or subtracting from it, without adding to it or subtracting from it. Help me to believe your truth as it is. Help me, O Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are still going to pray. We talked about shared dominion, shared authority. You're going to pray. Now, I want you to know these things. I mean, I want you to know this. If Jesus finds fault in your life. There's a leaning, or how should I say, if Jesus finds fault in your life, he's going to limit how much of his authority that you will have access to. If he finds fault in your life, he's going to limit how much of his power and dominion you will have access to. And that is the main reason why some people are now frustrated. Because when they tried using the name of Jesus in prayer, they did not see any results. They tried for months and years, and eventually they lost faith. Now, maybe they didn't see any pastor to tell them that there is something more about using the name of Jesus. Maybe they didn't see any pastor to tell them that they need to check their own lives and see where they have gone wrong in their personal walk with God. Now, so I'm going to repeat it again. If Jesus finds fault in your life, in your character, in your attitude, in your behavior, Jesus himself is going to limit your access to his authority and power and dominion. Why? Because you are going to cause problems if he gives you access to his power. You're going to use that power to create problems for him, since your lifestyle is contrary to his own lifestyle. Yeah, and that is what many pastors are doing now. When they started with Jesus, they were doing well. They had real righteousness. And Jesus gave them power. And now, after they have the power to perform miracles, they now turned against Jesus. The same person who gave them power, they turned against him. And they now start doing unrighteousness. Yeah, they start doing things that Jesus did not command them to do. Things that is against the standard of God. Yeah. So you're going to pray. Is there anything wrong in your life? You're going to repent. You're going to ask for deliverance from that thing. So you're going to say, Father, I repent. Thank you, Lord. You're going to say, Father, I repent now concerning my wrong ways. I repent now. Forgive me, Lord, and deliver me from my unrighteousness. Open your mouth and pray. You and him must be in the same page for his dominion to work in your life. Because it's not about us now. We have nothing. It's all about him. Yeah, it's all about him. When he shares that dominion with you, then you become supernatural when he shares his dominion with you, when he shares his power with you. But until then, you are just nothing. You're just a mortal man. You are just weak and nothing. But I don't want to be a natural man. I don't want to be just a normal man or a normal Christian. I want to be a supernatural Christian, extraordinary Christian, a Christian that walks in power and dominion. And I'm ready to sacrifice anything that will stand in the way of me walking in that dominion and power. So has God to forgive you and deliver you from your unrighteousness, which is what is standing in the way. Say, Father, I repent today concerning my wrong ways. I repent today. Forgive me and deliver me from my unrighteousness. Forgive me and deliver me from my unrighteousness, because I want to walk in your power. I want to walk in your dominion. I want to operate in your dominion. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. Amen. You're going to pray like this. One of the provisions, I mean divine provisions, that makes walking in power and dominion and authority of Jesus very easy is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The baptism of the Holy Spirit. That is the Holy Spirit coming upon you to fill you. It usually will make it easy for you to operate in dominion and power of Jesus. Yeah, so without this baptism, it's going to be very hard. It doesn't mean you can't still operate, but it will be hard. It will not be easy. So, I want you to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, baptize me now. Thank you, Lord. Fill me now with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me now with your Holy Spirit. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Say, Lord Jesus, baptize me now with your Holy Spirit. Fill me with your Holy Spirit so that I can begin to operate in your name, to operate in dominion through your name, to operate in power through your name, to operate in authority through your name. Baptize me now with your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Continue to pray. So Lord Jesus, baptize my body. Even your body can carry the Holy Ghost. And you will know it. So Lord Jesus, baptize my soul. Even your soul can carry the Spirit. So Lord Jesus, baptize my spirit with your Holy Spirit, so that I can operate in your dominion here on earth easily. So that I can operate easily, effortlessly, in your dominion here on earth. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, the last prayer point before I'm going to pray for you and on your water. I want you to be like this. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, open your heavens over my life. Let the miracles happen in my life from now onwards. Begin to pray in that. You are in this ministry for a great purpose. It's not a mistake that you are in this ministry. God wants to do mighty things for you. He wants to do mighty things in your life. Mighty things. Pray, say, Father, open your heavens over my life. And let mighty miracles begin to happen in my life. God is here in this ministry because of you. Because of you. Pray. Pray. Say, oh Lord, open your heavens over my life. Say, Father, open your heavens over my life. And let miracles happen in my life easily. Let signs and wonders happen in my life easily. From today onwards. In the name of Jesus. Let miracles happen in my life easily. Let miracles happen in my family easily. From this day onwards. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I'm going to pray for you now. And on your water as well. Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for everything you have opened our eyes to see in your word today. Thank you for the prayers you have helped us to pray. And thank you because you have answered those prayers. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you show mercy on your people. And get freed from their lives. The darkness and the unrighteousness, the strength and sinful nature that is not allowing your dominion and power to work in their lives. Oh Lord, by your mercy, get rid of those things now. In Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you help their faith, help their unbelief. I know that many of them have been taught lies. They have listened to many lies from many liars. But Lord, I am asking that you show them mercy and evaporate those lies from their hearts and minds in Jesus' name. Help them to accept your truth as it is, to believe your truth as it is, so that they can manifest strong and real faith in your presence. Father, do so in Jesus' name. I pray for you that the power of the Holy Ghost shall appear in your life, and that power shall swallow up all your fears and doubts, so that your faith can walk in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you touch the waters your people have brought unto you. O Lord, touch these waters right now. In Jesus' name, activate your dominion inside this water. Activate your power inside this water. Activate your authority inside this water. Right now, in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, as your people use this water on themselves, on their lives, on their environment, let your dominion appear instantly in Jesus' name. Let your power manifest instantly, and let their deliverance and their healing manifest instantly in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Let revival and transformation happen to them instantly as they use this water in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for we know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen. Make sure that you share your testimonies on our Telegram platform. Yeah, it's very important, both to your faith and to the faith of others. When you share testimonies, your faith will become stronger. Yeah, because when you speak publicly about what God has done in your life, it does something to your faith personally. It gives your faith more roots. Yeah, more establishment. Yeah, than when you just keep quiet. And not only that, it also helps the faith of others. I've seen some people get their own miracles just by listening to another person's testimony. Yeah, as they were listening to that person's testimony, they just got their miracles instantly. Yeah, because testimonies can inspire other people's faith, or inspire others to have faith. Yeah. Have a blessed day. Amen.